Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way. Whoop, whoop.
And welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 593. 1993 was my high school graduating year. And if you went to Costa Mesa High School with me, you will remember the chant that we did at rallies. 93 is not drug free. 93 is not drug free. So I always think of that. 93. You can call us 949-464-TBLS. Leave us a voicemail. You can also send us a fucking email. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Whatever. Oh, also subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. You can get my bonus pry there where I get a little more intimate. You get a little more personal with Bri, the stuff that might make Ed uncomfortable if I were to talk about it with him here. So I do that by myself on the bonus Bri, only available to our Patreon subscribers. We appreciate you for doing that with us. Patreon.com/baller lifestyle. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
I have a compliment to you for setting a timer on our last show.
That's right.
I feel like that's what we need to do forever.
Let's do it again right now.
We're going to sync up 45 minutes on the countdown.
Okay.
Do I do 3, 2, 1, go?
No, it's just on 1, 3, 2, 1, and then you click it. So it's okay. 3, 2, 1, and then you kind of like take a beat and then click it on the 1, right?
As if we're getting to 0.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
3, 2, 1, right?
Go.
Wait. 3.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. We're on the clock.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no, I fucked up.
Right.
Oh, no.
Time 45. We're
at it's doing
40, 54.
Oh, I'm a few seconds behind 40. You. It's okay. Time 45. We got to bang this out. Okay, Ed, anything?
Whatever. It's not worth it. It's not worth talking about current events or anything. Just, it's not worth it. Just
okay.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's. I'm trying to think if I got anything.
The only thing I was going to say.
Oh, no. Yes? What is it? Cutting into our 45. Let's go.
I was wrong. I had read just before we started.
Yep.
I was wrong about the speculation on the Charlie Kirk shooter that maybe he was a groiper. And I had to read about I'm out of touch.
I don't know what a groiper was. I don't know what a groiper is.
Apparently, like the most credible thing I've read is this dude was just terminally online and the stuff he was putting on the bullets is like trash talk you use in video games. And they were like, this is like the next level of trolling.
Oh, to murder, like, to put it on your bullets.
And saying like, what if they say this on Fox News? Like that was something he said in the Discord server with his buddies.
Yeah.
And like, they analyzed thousands and thousands of messages. He never mentioned Biden or Trump. Like he just didn't care.
Yeah.
He came from like a family that loved guns. And so that's why he was like really into guns.
Yeah.
But the two things. One, I'm 49 and reading about this stuff, I'm like so out of touch. And I was thinking,
Groiper,
all of Congress are in their 80s.
Yeah.
They can't even comprehend like technology. And this is the, like, if you say kids of a certain age, you say 6'7" to kids and they start doing this 6'7" thing because that's an online thing. Like,
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Like my 15-year-old will like, if I just say, oh, it's like 6'7", and they'll say 6'7". It's like,
is that gay?
Like terminally online. Like I'm out of touch. But the fact that everybody in government is like 30 years older than me is we've got a big divide.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I did read.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, what's a groiper? And I started watching.
I don't know. It's like a groper.
And it's like, no, it's like there are just like legit Nazi groups out there that are just like, this guy wasn't part of that, but like, it's crazy. Like we're just, There's just like Nazi groups out there who are like, yeah, we need to exterminate.
Really?
Yeah, like
that doesn't surprise me. Like, there's everything, but now they have a bigger platform. Like, you used to have to find that
mainstream, right? It's just mainstream.
Mainstream. Like,
and it just when I was reading about it and watching videos, I'm like, this is sad. And then right when I was like done watching that, my buddy is like, hey, check out this interview. It was an interview who was an AI expert. And I was like, oh my God, this Skynet. Like,
oh, we're fucked.
It's best to just look.
Robot dogs.
It's already, everything's too far gone.
We're done.
We should just head in the sand. There's nothing we can do.
Moving to Colombia.
We're in Skynet. Yes. We're in Skynet.
We're in Skynet. Well, the one thing I wanted to say before I forget is I don't want to get conspiratorial. And I know nothing. I've literally read nothing. I pay no attention. I don't care. When they're like, he was putting his, you know, he had his manifesto with him at McDonald's or this, you know, it all wraps up.
We tucked it into his pocket and we're like, oh.
He carved his thoughts in the bullets. You know, it's like, this is, it's the fucking Mossad. It's the CIA. It's the same people that murder everybody.
The text that he like sent his parents and stuff like that. And it's everything conveniently falls into place. And it's like, no, the only thing we...
And who talks about that? He's like, I've done it the murder, my love. It's like, what?
Yeah.
No one texts like that.
I'm concerned.
Yes.
Dear sir, madam.
Yes.
I has committed murder. Like, this dude is plugged into a community that probably everyone who's listening to this has never heard of.
No.
We don't know anything, but it did seem this one guy heard interviewed. Yeah. He's like, I've studied this stuff. And he's like, this is just the next level of trolling. Like, hey, let's see if we can get on Fox News by murdering.
We need a listener in his 20s. I need an incel in their 20s, groper adjacent to call in 9494464-8257. Talk about how you cannot get laid and you're an involuntary celibate, and also what the fuck the Charlie Kirk assassin was talking about, because we don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I just wasted five of our... We're at 39.49.
I got 39.52. That's fine. Okay. Here we go. Let's talk about some people who... I also saw there's a bunch of voicemails today, and we didn't have that many last week.
Listen. We're going to have a cutoff because that's cutting into our time. So future voicemail and emailers.
My time, your time.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Never said this song. Oh, never. Just tell us who is that now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad. Too hot of tea. It's too hot in the hot tub. Let's
get a I missed everything.
Fucked it up. Tragic update. Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died. Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died. Ed, who died? 38 minutes, 51 seconds.
Guy named Brett James. He was a songwriter who is famous for the song Jesus Take the Wheel.
Yeah.
And we did an ironic death last week.
Yes.
Oh. He died in a plane crash. Small plane crash, 57 years old.
This is not funny.
I know there are not wheels in planes.
There's a yoke. Like,
the guy who's famous for Jesus Take the Wheel.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have run this one called Jesus Take the Yoke. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Guys. Rich guys, okay? I assume we got some rich guys in our audience. Guys.
Small planes will kill you.
Do not fucking take up piloting. What the fuck is wrong with you? And this is so sad because I saw that it was him and his wife and his stepdaughter. This stepdaughter, she must have been fucking so excited because she didn't get one of those rapey, stepdads. She got the rich songwriter stepdad. She was like, hit the fucking stepdad.
Like, I'm gonna Kobe this shit.
I think they flew somewhere for like her 21st birthday or 28th birthday or something. And she's like, I'm on my stepdad's plane. And you don't let your fucking look.
Do you think as they were going down, he's like, Kobe?
Yeah.
And just crashed.
Yes. No, he wasn't doing that. Jesus, Ed. Look, I want my pilot to have flown A-10s in NAM, or in this case, Desert Storm 1, okay? I want him to have some fucking serious experience. I don't want anybody's stepdad flying me around.
He did the most recent season of Nathan For You. Then maybe, or not that Nathan too, For You.
Yes.
Rehearsal.
Very sad. Brett James, I'm not familiar with that song, but guys, do not take up pilotry.
I kind of know the phrase. I don't know the song, same. But like Jesus Take the Wheel is something.
I think that was a phrase before the song, or no? I don't know.
Well, he's 57, so
yeah.
Maybe he wrote that song in his 20s, and we just think this is like
right. Oh yeah, thing. But it's a Carrie Underwood song that I know. He wrote it for Carrie Underwood. Yeah.
You know more than I do about it.
I know a lot. I know more than my prayers. Okay. Yep.
R.I.P. Sean Clark. He was currently a Central Florida assistant, but he was the App State football coach in the previous like 5 years. He was only 50, medical emergency.
Oh, no.
Nobody knows.
Heart attack?
I did see that they said he's stable and fine a few days ago. And, you know.
Yeah.
It got the antennas up.
Yeah. Yeah. Stable and fine, usually. No.
It's kind of like the athletic director's vote of confidence for a coach that.
Yeah. He's our coach. What more can I tell you? He's our coach. He's here to stay.
They've already got the search committee going looking for the next.
Yeah. It's like when Nick Saban was the coach of the Dolphins. He was like, I'm the coach of the Dolphins. What more do you want me to tell me? Fucking week later.
Until you hear otherwise. Yes. And otherwise was next week.
Yeah, next week. Okay, let's talk to sports.
My name is Brian.
They call me the other guy.
I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man,
it's just my cool rings, you see.
They're as sparkly as can be.
I might enjoy on
DVD.
Okay, Ed, let's get to it. Sports topics.
Yeah. This is huge.
Yep.
Tell me. World Stone Skipping Championship. Yeah. Tossed into chaos by cheating scandal. And when I was just trying to find an article to link, this was like every headline writer was turgid coming up with different ways to talk about
stones.
The skimming championship was tossed into chaos. Yeah. Another one was like, oh, they dodged this rock, or, you know, like they're doing all kinds of stuff.
So this is much like, remember when Tom Brady deflated the balls? And I was like, it cannot be important because they let them bring their own fucking balls. If it mattered how much air was in the balls, the team
handles it and hands you the ball.
They'd be like, you're going to play. They don't let fucking Greg Maddux walk out with a fucking bucket of pre-scuffed balls.
Yeah. Right. And it's like dripping with
goo. It's tobacco. Gooed up. Yeah. No, they give him the ball and he's got to scuff it up his own self. Similarly, they got to just have a bucket of stones and go, here, grab one of these. Like, how are they letting them bring their own? Because what they were doing, Ed, is they were like making them super. They were like filing them.
The rocks.
Such fucking bullshit. Okay, we next.
Engineered
rocks. Yes, they are. I totally agree. It's bullshit. Okay, go on.
Lycoming College.
Tell me.
As a 58-year-old freshman defensive lineman on his football team.
I bet he's a fucking tank. What is? I bet he's a unit.
He's. I was thinking he was just like a 320-pounder. Then I remembered when you're 320, you don't live to 58. Dude is just like a yoked big dude.
So oftentimes when we're doing the bachelor lifestyle, our dear friend Jason, who we've been very active on texting lately, our dear friend Jason will shout out to his buddy Jonesy, who's the head football coach at Santa Ana Junior College. To which I say, based on my measurables, I should be able to suit up. I think I still have some eligibility left that Jonesy should reach out to me and let me suit up at outside linebacker for him. Nothing. I've heard nothing. I should be allowed to play just like this guy.
My buddy has always like talked about it, maybe not so much anymore, but he always said, I should declare for the NFL draft because they report the whole list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they don't, they, you know, there's so many guys who declare for the draft and then never get drafted.
Yep.
He's like, we should all just like have like a, you know, a press conference, declare for the draft. And then like, they have to like at least look into it and yeah. like publish it.
Yeah. This is like that skier chick that did the half pipe for Czechoslovakia like a few Olympics ago. Oh. And she didn't know how to.
Like Ray Gun.
Yeah. Or the beautiful Ray Gun, who I'm in love with.
The great Ray Gun.
I love my Ray Gun.
Athlete yeah. of all time.
When
didn't really pay attention to how you break dance.
Hold on a second, Ed. It's
dance is interpretation. I get it. It's expression.
We're dancing.
It's
expression. She didn't dance the right way. We're saying there's a right way to dance now?
I would watch that event if everyone was as good as Ray Gun.
I think
I've seen breakdancing. I wasn't seeing that at a Ray Gun. I saw no spinning on a cardboard box.
I don't know what it is about Ray Gun, but I want to have sex with her so badly. I cannot explain the level of attraction I have to Ray Gun. It's not a tangible thing, but it exists. That's all. That's all I'll say. Okay, what else, Ed?
Do you think it's because she's Aussie and you just like have a hankering for Aussie chicks?
I want to punish myself. I didn't get enough.
Be like a flogging a self.
I'd be like, hey, can you come, Ray Gun? Can you come over and we'll take care of those guts, and then just for old time's sake, we go in the kitchen, and for the 400th time, you tell me how to load the dishwasher properly, and never the abridged version.
And then when I wake up in the morning, you've taken all my silverware.
Yes, and then I'll come home from a long weekend, and there will be no couch upon which for me to sit. Can we do that? Can we reenact that, Ray Gun? So as long as I get to do the guts, like I said the first time.
We have fun laughing at drama. Sorry.
I lived it.
Cardi B announced she's pregnant with Stephon Diggs' baby just days after a paternity suit was filed by an Instagram model named Lord Giselle, claiming Diggs is the father of her 5-month-old. I looked up Lord Giselle.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm looking right now.
Diggs is putting in good work.
I'm looking.
I'm not going to lie.
Now, doesn't...
Because when they were on the boat with the blue yayo,
yeah. Yep.
It was looking pretty good for Diggs then.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to co-parent with these people, but no. I was into Lord Giselle.
I mean, I couldn't handle it.
I'll put it right out there, but...
Now, I'm more of a Ray Gun guy. I feel like I could throw down with Ray Gun and she'd be into it. Now, this Lord Giselle, I could not provide what she needs.
It's pretty impressive. I could do nothing with this.
No, I agree. I totally agree with you. And also, isn't Stephon Diggs... What's up with everybody playing with their fucking diamond chains on these days? You do know you're playing football.
They can just rip it off.
Yeah. You're playing football out there. Like you're just like somebody's going to fucking grab you by the shoulder pads and they're going to get a piece of your Van Cleef and Arpels and it's fucking donezo. It's over. You're going to have to get the frogmen like Julio Jones did that one time.
That's right. Hey. Frogmen enter the NFL field and they're like, hey, we've got work to do. Yes. I will point out.
Tell me
whether or not this was the smartest decision for him.
Tell me.
It came down to Maryland and Urban Meyer at Ohio State, and he's like, "I'm here to win championships. I'm going to Maryland." And I was like, "Really? That's okay, great." And like by the time he left, because he had to stay till junior year.
Yeah.
Maryland was down to their like sixth string quarterback. It was a linebacker throwing him balls, and I'm like, you know, you probably would have won like a national title by now at Ohio State, but he's a beloved Terp.
Not a good decision maker.
He got drafted in like the fifth round because, you know, everybody at Maryland knew he was great, but Maryland stunk on ice. So he didn't get drafted so high, but he's made a lot of money since. But now he's going to lose some money.
Half and then half more. At least Cardi B's richer than him. So she can't take half of his shit because.
Insta model though.
Yeah.
Although
could be making a lot of money.
No, she does. She doesn't have Stephon Diggs money. No, unlikely.
Unlikely. Okay, what else? We're 28 minutes, Ed.
Former boxing champion Adrian Broner. I think he's still kicking around, but like as a like a faded boxer. But he was a champion.
He was.
He was booted from rapper Cameron's podcast last week for ignoring the host's warnings to stop flirting with his on-air co-host. Well, this dude just needed it so bad.
Well, what is a leopard going to change his spots in? Like what? Like of course he's going to.
Also, when your brain's been caved in, you don't listen to the same warnings that others do.
Impulse control. He's got less of it. He's got less of it. And God bless him. God bless him for having less of it. That would be like if we had Ray Gunn on the show and me not.
Like, hey, settle down, Bri. And you'd be like, I can't.
It's Ray Gunn. It's the accent. I'm too into the accent. Look, what do you expect him to do? He wanted to bang her. You know, maybe he did. I don't know. It's not something he should be shamed for. Like, you know, it's kind of like they set him up. Bitch set him up.
If you said, hey, bro, stop hitting on the co-host. Yeah, and he's like, I cannot stop. Yeah. I cannot.
Well, then you probably got to kick him off. Okay, fair. Since you put it that way. Okay.
This is pretty funny. So the Brewers clinched the, what
Central.
Division? I'm going to ask you.
Central.
NL Central. With like the Pirates and Cubs. And they clinched
real
the division.
In that division. Yeah.
And the manager read a letter from the recently departed Bob Uecker, like celebrating there and encouraging them for their postseason, their run, their upcoming run. And people are like, did Uecker write this? And then like they put it on the social media of the speech. And this was written by Bob Uecker. And people are like, I think he died. He didn't write this. And then the manager's like, well, this is what Bob would have said, and I wrote it.
They didn't even AI it like Russell Wilson? Because they could have been like,
probably like pulled up a few old episodes of Mr. Belvedere, and you're like, all right, generate what the dad would say in this situation.
Bob Uecker couldn't say a whole sentence without saying fuck like four times. So they would have had to pepper in all the fucks in there to get
Look at the games on this broad.
Bob Uecker was the best. We should do
the best.
Yeah, he was.
We love him.
Yes,
but you know,
of course.
Now we're just making shit up.
Yeah, you know what we're not making up, Ed, is how great Zip Recruiter has come through for us when we are looking to hire somebody. Everybody's had this issue where they've just got too many resumes. They're waiting for the right candidate to apply. And it just gets to be too much. You want the right people. You want to save time. You don't want to be sorting through resumes. You don't want to be trying to get in touch with potential candidates. You want to find candidates that are actively looking for jobs. Well, the future of hiring looks much brighter because ZipRecruiter's latest tools and features help speed up finding the right people for your roles. So you save valuable time. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/audio. With ZipRecruiter's new advances, you can easily find and connect with qualified candidates in minutes. Over 320,000 new resumes are added to ZipRecruiter monthly, which means you can reach more potential hires or fill roles sooner. Use ZipRecruiter and save time hiring. 4 out of 5 employers who position ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/audio right now, you can try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/audio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Ed, let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate.
2317.
Your time he likes to waste.
No, we're not going to do it.
His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great.
It's a bunch of them.
He's such a stupid fuck. He sees down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
No one's enjoying
him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring
and worthless.
But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish.
Okay, last week the fucking emails, the voicemails wouldn't play, but we tested before the show so that they're going to work. So watch this voicemail.
Hey, B, don't sell yourself short, buddy. Drea is definitely not out of your league.
Oh, this is, he's talking about when I saw Drea De Matteo. Ed, you should have seen.
She's not out of your
league. She's not. She's no ray gun, Ed. You got to see the ass on this Drea De Matteo. It is a perfect heart-shaped ass. And it's like, and it's ass, like it's cake. She's caked up, but she's not, it's not like overly ass. It's just exactly the right amount of perfect shaped ass as you can imagine.
So I just listened to the latest episode and I'm very disappointed that you would think that. You are a beautiful man.
That's true.
He's don't me. For a second think she would not jump your bones.
It's true. Jump,
so I'm pulling a telly things. Here. I am, it's a Tuesday night. I am freaking hammered.
Oh,
I'm at
tell.
A casino hotel. We had company meetings and
okay.
I think I drank like three or four cabs and ooh. Had a steak dinner. So anyway, I'm,
that's not too
like
bad.
I said, I'm pulling a telly.
So it's just, a bottle of wine.
Say,
and
hey,
a bottle
fam.
Of wine.
But he's gonna
and fuck, I don't know what else, but yeah, I'm disappointed in Bry's self-esteem with his lack of...
I got plenty of self-esteem, though.
Thinking that he could pull Dre.
I could have.
B, I definitely know you could.
Your boyfriend.
Oh, I know what I want to say. Ed, the podiatrist that you went to, you realize that dude was like the lowest student in his med class, right? Yeah, podiatrist is the bottom of the gene pool when it comes to doctors.
You know, are they
MDs?
Got a bill.
Yeah, is it podiatrist?
I haven't hit the deductible, so I got a nice $550 bill for a guy to fucking
how's
do 20 how's, minutes worth of work.
How's that nasty
10 minutes
toe?
Worth of work.
How's that nasty ass toe looking?
It's, you know, it's doing. It's not great. It's not
disgusting,
great.
Disgusting. Okay.
Yeah. Better off just throwing some Listerine on that damn thing and just
he's not wrong.
Mouthwash?
He's not
wrong. Putting mouthwash on there?
Yeah.
Anyway, guys.
Kills germs.
Love y'all. I am going to get on the Patreon train. Oh, I was waiting for B to get all the issues squared away, and I think he has
squared
now.
Away.
So I will definitely be on
what
Team
a guy.
Patreon.
Patreon.com.
And I'm thinking Jay will join with me.
No,
so
1,000 steps.
B can... be not so sad about that. Anyway, okay. Love you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, I hate to double dip, oh, guys, but it's been a few days.
It's sober, LSU.
Recorded yet. So I had a question for our dear friend, Edward. Ed, which would you most want to be seen in? A Cybertruck? A Rain City Jacks location? From the Rain City Jacks location?
There's only one.
Or a Donald Trump campaign video.
Oh, okay.
Which would you most like to be seen in?
You might get shot if you're in that third.
Take care, boys.
Yep. Ed?
I'm going to double ski pole at a Rain City Jacks before the other two.
Of course you are.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
That's more of your people. You know, it's like, it's you'd be celebrated there. Okay.
People being free.
Thank you for that, LSU. Here's another one.
Hey, guys. Super Lee here.
Oh, Super Lee.
Ed, just want to say great job by your Maryland Terps taking care of the dumpster fire that is Wisconsin.
Oh, God, Maryland beat Wisconsin?
Them lose.
They stopped
couldn't
them.
Happen to a-
Ed, I was all excited because I'm going up to Parents Weekend in a couple weeks to see my Bears, my Cal Bears, because they were 3-0. And then they got, and then I saw when I was buying the tickets, I'm like, oh, I better make sure they're 4-0. And they got shut out by San Diego State. So now it's like, why even go?
Aztecs.
Yeah.
Stomped them.
Yeah.
Bigger shithole the state. So thank you for helping me provide me with that during a bye week. And then, Brian, dude, you're not giving yourself enough credit, man. Talk about going for these walks and stuff.
Yeah.
And you talk about, you know, having your weight vest on. And, you know, we say it's only 20 pounds, only 30 pounds. But dude, at 26% body fat, you've got like an extra 50 pounds of fat on
that's
your
right.
ass. That
not an extra.
You're carrying around like 70 to 80 pounds, my man.
Yep.
That's a hefty workout. Like, I can't. I'm not carrying on extra 80 pounds like that. You're doing that every day, man. You got that weight of vest on you all the time.
Yep.
And I applaud you for getting in shape and working out. You're looking skinnier now. So I'm looking excited to see that thing come in like under 20.
It wasn't.
But good job with the fitness challenge, guys.
Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. You can hear me discuss the results of my most recent Stiku scan that I had done. Okay, thank you for that. Here's another one.
EOB.
Oh, it's Darbo.
Darbo. What up, Ed? Ed, the last time I called in, your boy Brian, it was to tell you about how your boy Brian blocked me on Instagram because he didn't like one of the comments I made about his post.
DM.
Then he unblocked me.
Yep.
Today I was on there looking for something in his, like, to benefit him, saying, hey, I think you're better than this loser Dodger guy that posts things. And I couldn't find him. And he blocked me again. And I sent him a text, like, Brian, did you block me?
I told you I was going to block
him. And he's like, yeah, you're being too pie-eyed, or your remarks were stupid. I won't say the real word that he said.
Yeah, I called him the R word.
Brian,
comments.
For those that follow Brian on Instagram, you can only say nice things.
That's
about.
Not true. That's not true.
Say anything bad. Like when he posts those, like the sweat phobe things. Oh, Brian, I love your sweatness.
That's true.
And how your hair is all sweaty. Don't say anything bad because he'll block you because he's so sensitive. He's a little, never mind. I'm not going to say it. It's just very sensitive. Anyways, love you. Bye.
I love Brian. And now look. Here's something I'm noticing as we speak, Ed. See the shirt that I'm wearing? JoJo's. Oldest bar in one of the oldest bars on the West Coast in Long Beach, California. Darb and OC bought me this shirt. That's what a good guy he is. He bought this shirt. Yeah. Literally the shirt on my back. See this camera that I'm talking into right now? Darb and the OC gave me this camera. But see, what Darb does is he says irritating things to me on DM, and it makes me mad, and then I block him. And this one was like, he said I was trying
needle
to...
Needle
him. Yeah, he's...
the needle.
I posted this thing, and the picture had like my shoe, like part of my shoes in it. And I did put my shoes in the picture for a reason because it gave it perspective. But then he's like, you're trying to flex your shoes. And I'm like, they're not fucking Jordans. These are my fucking Nordstrom Rack running shoes. Like, what am I flexing here? He's like, you put the logo in there on purpose. And I'm like, it's not even cool. Like, there's not, like, what? And so I got annoyed. I got annoyed and I blocked Darb. And then he said the last time I blocked him, it was for something he agreed with me on, which is bullshit. I can't remember that though. So, but look, Darb and the OC is a great
actually
guy.
A great move when someone agrees with you and you block them.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a pretty ball.
I don't remember it happening that way, but who knows? Darb and OC's the best. He's just a little irritating. Okay.
Darb.
Emails. I've been a loyal fan for a long time. Fuck you for your Charlie Kirk take. I thought you were better than that. You need a new official Central Youth Talk correspondent now. I thought you guys knew to avoid political shit while hinting at your beliefs. Bad luck to you and your new policies. That's from Dan C. I said it was sad. It's sad.
That's fully on me. You were definitely trying to move the segment along as fast as possible.
I said it was sad, and it was also ironic. It's both of those things.
It's ironic.
Yes.
And I just was saying that I've been forced to mourn for like a week and a half now, but I just don't remember the same urgency when people didn't agree.
Else. Yeah.
Anyone else.
Any other day.
And I particularly thought that he was not a good person. So I don't advocate any deaths.
None.
But like, I'm not mourning someone that I thought was a piece of shit. Yes. And I'm gonna stay. And that's on me. That's not Brian.
I respect that.
But
I respect
if you're
that,
a longtime listener, if you're a longtime listener, then this was not a surprise, my take on fucking Charlie Kirk.
Right.
You're not a longtime listener. If like, what? No.
I
long time, like 3 weeks.
Yes.
You definitely knew where I would stand on Charlie Kirk.
For sure. 100%. I respect it, Ed. Here's another one. Hey, fam. Long time no type. Pareda here. I hope Eileen Daly. Pareda, come on. Is doing well. Get it? Eileen. The reason for... That's because you got a fucked up toe, Ed. He's making a pun that you have to lean.
I thought he was making fun of my aunt, Eileen.
Yeah. But... Do you really have an aunt called Eileen? Oh, Eileen is only an aunt's name.
She's not Daly. She's on the other side.
Still. That's...
She's also a core. I think she's quite MAGA. So, oh, she... Yeah. But anyway, leaning to the right.
Is she still wearing black for Charlie Kirk?
Yeah. I haven't talked to her in a few years.
The reason for my correspondence is modern TV. Hey, streaming shows, I don't want to have to guess what fucking timeline we're in from episode to episode. Just put it on the goddamn screen if we're doing a flashback. This ain't the olden times. I don't do any fucking time hopping. At any time, if we're hopping time and we're hopping dimensions, I'm hopping to the Dodger game, and that's what I'm going to watch that night because I don't have the brain capacity to hop around.
You know how, a show will come out like a year later. Like I watch a handful of shows, like no network shows. It's been years, but like a streaming show. And they are under the assumption that you're a super fan and you know details about.
Yes.
Oh, you know about Gary's hidden, friendship when he was seven. I'm like, I don't remember any of this shit. Like, these aren't like major. They want you to know details about the seventh guy on the call list.
Yeah.
And I just, come on. Like, I know Jason Bateman is the patriarch of Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember the guy who was in two episodes in season four. Like, what are we doing?
What about when they cast two actors in ancillary roles of kind of similar appearance?
Right.
And you're like, wait.
People are like, oh, it's racist to say all these. There are shows where there are two brunette, 6'2" guys. And I'm like,
Which guy is that?
Like, people kind of look too much alike. And because it's Hollywood. So there are good looking guys and they all kind of look like the same good looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's confusing. Yeah. Like it's hard. Like I get that. I don't want to. I'm on my freaking phone. Okay. Yeah. P.S. Sucks that you guys are ending the show soon. Like some quitters. I just have one request before that happens. It is a request that our dear friend Kyle from Scotty made, and that was to play the voicemail of a former special friend of Brian's that was left on the Beckner family answering machine. Back in the age of innocence. I understand if you can't. Actually, no, I don't. I'm just being nice. Love you. Mean it. Thanks for everything, Parita. I've played that before. I played it once, right? Like many years ago.
You did play. It was chaos. Yeah. It was screaming.
Yeah. It was my 25th birthday. I was accosted in a bagel shop by my junior high school girlfriend. And she screamed and she called me an asshole. She said, "Nice talking to you, asshole." And she screamed it as I walked out the door. And the bagel shop was full, Ed.
The hundred of people I got from it?
Yeah. Wait.
You must have given her a good digging.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody gets that angry.
Then, Ed.
If she wanted you to fade into the background, she would have let you.
Then, Ed, last summer, another friend of mine was like, hey, the girl came into another friend of ours work. And I go, oh, really? And she goes, yeah, she really hates your guts. And I'm like, how did I even come up? How was I discussed?
Wait. You said this happened on your 25th birthday?
Yeah, I'm 50. I was 25 years
old. I know you're twice that age.
Yeah.
And she's still talking about
still
you.
Yeah.
Man, we got to.
We interview her?
How much are you working with?
Yeah, not enough.
Been lying on this. Maybe you're 1,400 to the right. What's going on?
I'm one to the right.
She's really into it.
I will. I promise I will play it again, Parada, before the end of the year, if I can find it. Well, I think I have it on my computer, actually. But it's a bad recording, so that makes it kind of hard. Okay, here's another one. Hi, Brian and Ed. It was a slow couple of weeks, but thankfully a very timely tweet about a very current event arrived on my Twitter feed yesterday. My Twitter follow provided the producers of the TV show Valerie's Family, the Hogans, which was previously titled The Hogan Family, some much needed expertise regarding how to do a show open. My Twitter follow enlightened us that what he thinks was the inner thoughts of the TV show producer back in 1986, quote, "There isn't an ounce of athleticism among any in this cast of actors, but let's move forward with doing a show open each week that exposes how unathletic our cast is. With everything going on in the world today, I believe that this type of guidance is exactly what the world needs. The world needs full consistency. Thanks, G-Fish." Ed.
We've talked about shows like this.
Yeah.
It was not a good show. Jason Bateman has been a treasure since Silver Spoons.
Yeah.
And I watched it every week.
Since, yes.
And that Willie and Mark were bullshit. They sucked, pussies. Those twins.
Yes.
But Jason Bateman would like be on the show for 4 minutes. And the rest of the show was garbage.
I'll be honest. So the dad was also Dylan's dad on 90210. Yeah.
Jack McKay, he exploded.
He also yes, he was on General Hospital.
Deirdre Hall's love interest on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, he did soaps also. I was obsessed. And yes, I watched every fucking episode. It was on CBS.
Killer mullet.
Yeah. I was obsessed with Sandy Duncan's glass eye. And I was like always trying to figure out which eye was Sandy Duncan's glass
eye. Which eye is Peter Pan working with?
Yes, exactly. So that's, look, but my question to you is this. Jason's watching the Hogan family now?
Tweeting about it yesterday?
That's available? Like, does he have to go on streaming? Is there that's available somewhere on streaming?
I got a confession to make.
Tell me.
When I wake up, I've got this weird, sad part of me, and we're down to like 6 minutes, but I've got this weird thing where I wake up like 3 minutes before my alarm, and I just lay in bed and I like my bleary eyes, look at my phone, and I saw Jason posted something about Hogan family.
Oh no.
And I was like, I can't even process this right now. And I thought in my head, I hope G Fish brings it up because I just can't deal right now.
Yeah.
So G Fish, you're doing God's work.
It's too much for first thing in the morning. I wish people could see what is happening between Ed and myself and Jason Stewart on our group chat.
It's great. We are just lobbing grenade after grenade. It is. Great.
And
it's one of my pastimes.
See, because this is what Darvin the OC was talking about. Because Darvin the OC, he baits me. He knows he's going to piss me off. And so he comes on here. He acts all innocent. I happen to be wearing the shirt that he bought me. I'm talking into the fucking camera he gave me. Like he comes on here and he's like, oh, Brian's so sensitive. But this fucking asshole, he knows what he's doing. He comes into my DM and he needles and he finds a spot that he knows how to piss me off. And this, I'll tell you what, this G Fish does it on email too, or on text too. These guys know, they know me a long time. So they come in here and they do little shit that pisses me off. Now and it works. And you know what, Ed? And I'll admit something to you. I talk about this in therapy. I go, hey, what? Like, I'm like, this fucking...
Isn't that the point of friendships, though, to bust balls?
Yes, but there's certain things that trigger me, like, that I cannot abide. I don't know why. I don't want to be like that, Ed. I'm working on not being like that.
That's my favorite thing about our relationship with Jay Stu.
It's great.
I love it.
He doesn't respond to anything.
I can't get enough of it.
He doesn't.
It's so good.
He cannot be baited into any conversation. It is the fucking greatest skill that any man can have. You cannot get him to react to anything.
Try.
I'm the best in the world at it, Ed. I'm a fucking agitator.
We just lob grenade after grenade, hoping something breaks.
That says nothing. Guy says nothing.
He just sends back a smiley face.
Okay, look, we got 3 minutes left. We're not going to do the rest of these. We're going to cut off, and then we're going to do speed round for the Patreon people only. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're just a regular listener, go fuck yourself or subscribe. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. We love you. We will see you next week.